Well, for us, we always like to keep those things private between us and the player, but in a general sense, you know, you're trying to get uniform contract language for all your players so that whether it's a rookie or a veteran or really even someone internal in the building, that everyone's treated the same way, and that's what we try to do. We try to be fair on all those things.
What is the importance of these first couple days of rookie camp?
Getting up to speed, you know, it's no different than freshman orientation. You know, guys come a little bit early, get their self together, and now being here, because they've been here a little bit, they've had the experience of being in this building and knowing where everything is, but still getting up to speed so when the vets go, everything's going fast, and I'm sure you guys will hear that word a little bit fast. So.
Do you remember a time where you had more jobs open on the 53 and the 22 starters? It seems like there's, you know, Andy would always talk about competition,
right.
And maybe there were three spots that were really, you know, up for grabs. Do you feel like there's more now than ever before?
When you combine a new staff with new schemes, there's going to be a lot more competition, and then you have some guys that maybe didn't fit perfectly in the last game, and you bring them in and you realize a really good scheme fits here. So I think the things go both ways. You'll have some guys that really look good in this scheme and that are perfect fits for it, and the flip side as well.
When you think about the quarterback competition in your mind, is Matt part of that? Is Matt Barkley part of that? Just, I mean, is it realistic to say that if he has an amazing camp that he could, you know, he could win this thing?
We try to keep an open mind about everyone on our roster. You have to be open to surprises. You can't just watch the tape looking for certain guys because you may miss something. You may miss a guy that's really performing at a high level who steps up to the competition. So I think those are things you have to be aware of how everyone's playing, not just the guys who are perceived to just be in the competition. Well, we haven't gotten to who the starters and the backups are going to be at any position, but when we signed Michael, it was with every intention that he was going to be on this team, and he's a very talented guy, and he's really eager to show what he's capable of, and we're eager to see it.
The competition, was that part of the conversation as you're going through the contract restructuring with Michael? I mean, was that part of the dialogue that it wasn't his job?
Every conversation I've had and anyone in this building's had with Michael about competition, he's all for it. He wants the best players to play, and he's not shying away from competition in any aspect. So he knew that when we signed him. He knew there was going to be competition in every spot, and he said nothing other than he wants to compete.